Back when I was in high school, I got started as an amateur radio operator, and I still maintain that interest to this very day. My earliest thoughts about distance education was as a graduate student, I got involved in teaching blind children music and came up with an idea on how to effectively teach blind children music at a distance. At that time, we were using reel-to-reel tapes, and I was able to get funding from the Library of Congress to provide a whole series of materials that could teach at a distance without a teacher. It was a phenomenal idea. It was very successful, and it was my first taste of what this distance education thing was all about.